an insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time to feed you some football here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your song request to the Plaza Ford text line at 410-583-1057. It is the last hour of the show, so get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a couple of minutes. Buffalo Bills in town Sunday. You just heard Vic Carucci predict that he thinks Buffalo is going to win this game. We'll do our picks for this one tomorrow. But the Bills coming in undefeated at 3-0. Josh Allen gets all the publicity, and rightfully so. He's playing out of his mind. But Vinny, let's talk about that Buffalo defense and how it might pose problems for Lamar, Todd Monken, and that Ravens offense.
All right, let's look at the defense. Probably their best player on defense, Ed Oliver, number 91, the defensive tackle. And Ed, 6'1", 287. He's a smaller guy. He's got excellent quickness. And he can play the run, get off blocks. But what he likes to do is play on an edge and get upfield, which may play into the Ravens' hands. Although, we'll see today how many of the Ravens' offensive linemen are still out. But there was three out yesterday. Now, their pass rushers, Greg Rousseau. He's 6'6", 266. He's a long, striding guy. And he's going to challenge old Ronnie Stanley on putting that foot in the ground and anchor. That's what he's going to do. You know, can he really bend the corner great? Not great, but he's all right with it. He's got three sacks for the year. Von Miller comes in only on nickel rushdowns. I think it's going to be a good matchup for McCary if McCary's playing the right tackle. You know, the rookie, he may school the rookie, Rosengarten, a little bit because he's a 35-year-old crafty guy, but he doesn't have the speed like he used to, and he doesn't play, you know, on rundown. If he's in there on a rundown, I'd run right at him. And then A.J. Epiniza, another University of Miami guy, number 57, is the right end. He's another 6'6", 260, long striding type of guy. He's... who would he be compared to?
Epiniza's Iowa guy.
Iowa guy. He's not a nifty-footed guy either. Try hard, work hard, typical Hawkeye.
Yeah, I remember him doing draft profiles for that year as a guy the Ravens could possibly be interested in.
There. Yeah, but as a whole with the defensive line, I think they're a little light. They're a little light. You know, the ends are both 260. The tackles, 287. Daquan Jones, 92. The nose tackles, 6'4", 320. But you can knock them off the ball. And I think that's why I think it's a good matchup for them. Plus, when you look at their linebackers, they're on their, like Vic said, they're on their third inside linebacker. Baylen Specter. He's 6'2", 233. He's a smart player, but he's not big. Not big. And, you know, if he's going to take on King Henry one-on-one, that's not going to be a good matchup for them. Dorian Williams, 42. He's a good will linebacker. He can run and make some plays. He's 6'2", 230. So he's not a big guy. So, like, when Fa'alele combos up to those guys, I mean, if he just kind of pushes them a little bit, I mean, he's 380 pounds. Probably down to about 360 now, I bet, because he looks more athletic. If he can just get his hands on him, they'll have a hard time getting around him. That's why I feel like, and Vic doesn't think that Henry's going to hurt them, but I think eventually he will. I mean, it might be Lamar early. Maybe they do stop him early, but they got two dudes they got to stop that are really good runners, and I don't know that they can. I don't know that they can. And their secondary, to me, the secondary is just average. It's not great. You know, they don't have any, like you said, Bob, household names.
Right.
Well, Damar Hamlin's probably the household name they got, but that's for other reasons. You know, Vic said he had 10 tackles against Miami. He had an interception against Jacksonville that, you know, it was a Geno Stone one. Like, they threw it right to him. And I don't think he runs well. I don't think the safeties run well. I think the receivers, I mean, if the Ravens get time to throw, which I think they will, I think Lamar and the receivers can have a pretty good day. You know, and then maybe that's how they're going to set up the run. But I really like the matchup with the Ravens offense on their defense. I mean, they gave up Kyler Murray had almost 60 rushing yards against them. Yep. And they had a bunch of points on them, and they've given up a lot of points. You know, I mean, Miami, they just beat them from the get-go. In Jacksonville, the quarterback was so bad that was kind of – he never gave him a chance to even compete. So I think it's a real good matchup for the Ravens. I feel really good about the Ravens' offense moving the ball. You are talking about the number one offense in the league with the Ravens. They're averaging 430 yep. yards a game. You know, and the passing offense is good too. I just think that they're going to make some plays. And if they get the ball to the receivers, I think they're going to be able to make some yak yards. I think they're going to have a hard time covering them man-to-man if Lamar has time. But I think they're going to be able to run the ball at least. Henry, if not early, late he will, because I think they'll be able to wear him down, because those smaller guys, they're going to wear down throughout the game.
Tyler Bass, their kicker, is 5-for-6. Hasn't even tried one from beyond 50 yards. He missed one from 40 to 49, and he's made 13 of 14 extra points there. So maybe keep an eye on that. And I'll ask you, Vinny, the same thing I asked Vic a few minutes ago. Buffalo's 3-0, but they have the Ravens, Houston, and the Jets all on the road. Do they get exposed, or do they solidify themselves as legit contenders here in the AFC?
Well, they are on a short week playing the Ravens here, too. So, Bob, I could see them coming out of those three at 1-2. 1-2. I think they're going to lose to the Ravens. I totally believe that wholeheartedly. And then I think if they feel like that they could, you know, split with Houston and the Jets, I'm sure they prefer to beat the Jets than Houston because it's a division game. But they have one thing that's better than anybody else right now, and that's Josh Allen. You know, and if Josh Allen goes off against any of them, they can win any of those games, Bob. I mean, they can win a high-scoring game. But eventually, you know, he hurt that left hand. You know, he wears that big glove running. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll see how he can hold up. But right now that dude is playing spectacular, and he's making average receivers, you know, halfway decent. But their O-line is not good. That's the thing I like. The D-line is light, and the O-line's not that good. I mean, you know, I mean, Vic thought Deion Dawkins. I mean, I don't see anything out of Deion Dawkins. We'll see. We'll see who's right. And I'm hoping Oway kicks ass and has 2 sacks in that game again. And, you know, defensively, it's time for the secondary to get up in their face. These guys, you're faster than all of them. And the only guy that is going to have some issues in the middle of the field, Shakir. So whoever's playing a nickel, if it's Humphrey or whoever, that could be some problems. And then the Kincaid, you know, the two, Kincaid and Knox. Cover the middle of the field, which has kind of hurt the Ravens. And if they can cover the middle of the field and make him throw to the outside, I think they're going to be able to match up good with the outside receivers.
Josh Allen 1-2 during the regular season in his career against the Ravens. Last time he played in Baltimore, however, they won. That was 2 years ago in one of those early season Ravens blowing the lead kind of meltdowns. They met once in the playoffs after 2020's regular season, and Buffalo won that one on their way to the AFC Championship game, losing to Kansas City. But that was 4 seasons ago. Let's get out to the phones, get a call in here. Let's go to Bill in Baltimore. Bill, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Bill.
I just wanted to call in. Hey, Vinny, man, we were deep down in Dallas, man. Baltimore represented, man. I just wanted to tell you that, man. And
Good for you guys.
What I wanted to comment on, I wanted to make a comment about that Dallas game and what I saw. Wanted to get your opinion on it was, to me, I didn't think the defense played bad. I mean, going to the fourth quarter, it was nothing but field goals, then we got the turnover in the red zone. And then what I saw was we lost the game on special teams with the missed field goal.
Yeah.
And then the whole momentum of the game changed, and they made some big plays on the passing. Well, I just felt like we gave the defense, they fell apart in the fourth. But I just don't think that never happens if the special teams didn't let us down.
Well, they gave up 230 yards in the fourth and, what, 20 points? So, I mean, the fourth quarter was, and I think they got tired. They missed a ton of tackles in the fourth quarter, too. And like Harb said, there was some miscommunication, and they were playing a little soft.
All right, let's get one more call in before the break. Cliff in White Marsh. Cliff, what's up?
Yeah, guys, real quick, a couple quick points. What a difference the landscape changes for the Orioles. And I'm hearkening back like the Tigers. At the trade deadline, they were like 7 games under .500, right? And here they, I think they would have taken a big move for Scoble, but I'm glad he stayed with Detroit. And look at their landscape, the way they're changing. So baseball is a funny game, but once things start to click, you can roll with it. Two quick points, Vinny, about the NFL. I was talking off air to your producer there. How many quarterbacks from Cousins and all of them, Lawrence, you could go on a list, 50 million plus, that don't even look like, they look like they have deer in headlight looks. They have, they're not decisive with the ball anymore, which leads to, you know, a total fire job. And there's a lot of quarterbacks making that kind of money that right now they look a little indifferent. So I don't know what your thoughts on that are, Vinny, but I think I had a conversation with you last year when we were talking about quarterbacks, and I thought Fields coming out was better than Lawrence. We had a conversation.
Yeah.
And Lawrence is upside down right now. It makes me think when the Browns, when Mayfield was no longer decisive with the ball, he just fell apart. And he gained that back when he went to the Rams for those couple games. And now he's confident with that ball. It's hit or miss with these quarterbacks, Vinny, and I'll take it off air what you think. It just seems like they're indecisive and their confidence is shy.
Yeah. Shot confidence. Indecisive.
I think Trevor Lawrence is probably the biggest disappointment, Bob, of them all. You know, with expectations
he
where they were.
He was the next John Elway, Andrew Luck. Yep. He was mentioned in that breath, and it didn't work out. But look, all these people now riding the old Justin Fields testicle train, wanting him run out of Chicago, including a lot of Bears fans.
Yeah.
And the first time he has it, and I've said it on the air, I thought he was a good quarterback, but turn the ball over a lot, first two pick, three fumble game. Is Russell Wilson ready to play next?
Yeah.
It's Vinny at 80-105-7 The Fan. Week 4, Week 5, NFL College. Got that coming. We'll make our picks for tonight's game. And then Mike Harmon, speaking of the Bears, Bears fan, we'll talk about real and fantasy football with him. Who are some daily fantasy plays for tonight? And let's look at some sleeper stud. Who saw Juwan Jennings scoring 3 touchdowns? I think Mike Harmon kind of called that sort of thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Week 4 NFL schedule starts tonight. Dallas is at the Giants. Dallas -5.5. You can hear the game on 105.7 The Fan. Nolan, before we get to the picks and the schedule, give us an updated standings report through a very entertaining first 3 weeks of NFL 4 of college.
All right, I'm going to pull it up here. But Bob is still very much in the lead. I know that.
Yeah.
39-27. Vinny, 38-28. And I think I was mistaken last time about my record. Gave myself an extra win. Took that away. I'm actually 35-31.
All right. Well, none of us are doing all that great because last week it was terrible for everyone involved. We were all 7-11.
Yeah. We were getting Slurpees.
Yes, we were. And we slipped on the floor, clean up aisle 3. Dallas at the Giants tonight. Cowboys coming off that loss to the Ravens. They've lost 2 in a row, as a matter of fact, both at home. Now they're going to the Meadowlands, taking on the Giants team that won at Cleveland, woulda, coulda, shoulda, in Washington a couple of weeks back. I don't know how I feel about this one.
Yeah,
this one we got to do it. It's time for picks.
I'm gonna go with the home team. I'm gonna go with the fans and and neighbors and Daniel Jones and Singletary, and they're gonna be blitzing the heck out of them. Until I see that Dallas defense show up, I'm going opposite them.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys here. Mentioned the short week factor earlier in the show. I just think they're better overall, and they need this, quite frankly. It was an embarrassing defeat last week. They staged a comeback, but then fell short. A lot of stuff to clean up, but they are the better team. They'll get the win.
Yeah, I'll go with the Cowboys, too. Daniel Jones will do some Daniel Jones stuff eventually.
Come on, Daniel.
Yeah, he hasn't yet. You mentioned Malik Nabers. He's having a monster season, and Singletary's running the ball.
And they do have two good pass rushers.
Yeah, I'll take the
Thibodeau Cowboys. And Burns is there, too.
Carolina. Yeah, I'll go Dallas, reluctantly. But we'll see how it goes. Sunday's games. New Orleans at Atlanta. Atlanta minus 2.5. Rams at the Bears. Bears minus 3. Minnesota's at Green Bay. Do we know what Jordan Love's status is yet, or is that
they
still to
won't
be
let us know until game time. If I'm a betting man, he's playing.
Green Bay minus 2.5. Pittsburgh at Indy. Steelers minus 2. Denver's at the Jets. Jets minus 7.5. Philly is at Tampa. Eagles minus 2. Cincy is at Carolina. Cincy's laying 4.5. Against their former quarterback, Cincinnati, 0-3, everybody looking for that win. Then they get the Ravens next week.
Yeah.
Jacksonville is at Houston. This spread is 6 in favor of the Texans, who got spanked last week against Minnesota. But their defense sacked Darnold 4 times, so I'm guessing Trevor Lawrence will probably be in for a long afternoon there. Washington at Arizona. Cardinals minus 3.5. Jaden Daniels been outstanding last couple of weeks.
Washington has no defense.
It's true. And Kyler Murray's having a very good year, and Harrison and O'Connor gets in the end zone. Yeah. New England's at San Francisco. Woo! 49ers minus 10.
Who's playing?
Better be Ayuk.
We haven't heard. Did Purdy practice? He had an MRI on his back. I'm guessing he must be practicing. Yeah, otherwise, we'd be hearing more stuff.
And that spread probably wouldn't be sitting at 10 right now. Cleveland is at the Raiders. Raiders minus 2. Kansas City is at the Chargers. This spread's down to 7. I don't know. It was 8.5 yesterday. What's going on? Maybe Herbert was a little more mobile yesterday.
I think he was. He was out of the boot, Bob.
Okay.
He was out of the boot. But still, you don't have either tackle. You don't have your pass rusher, Bosa. You don't have your safety.
Yeah, James is suspended. Buffalo, Baltimore, as we've talked about. Ravens minus 2.5 there. Monday night, 2 games. Tennessee at the Dolphins. Miami minus 1. Is it going to be Tyler Huntley? Because Skylar Thompson's hurt.
I think it is.
And then Seattle's at Detroit. This is an interesting game. Seattle undefeated. Lions are 2-1. Detroit minus 3.5 at home. So that should be an entertaining second Monday night game. Maryland, as we've talked about, at Indiana Saturday at noon. Terps getting 7. We'll talk more about that with Keith Kavanaugh coming up here tomorrow. Louisville at Notre Dame. Talk about some top 25 matchups.
And Louisville won last year at Louisville.
Notre Dame minus 6.5. That's a 3:30 kickoff. Night games, pretty impressive ones at that. Georgia is at Alabama. That is 7:30 on ABC. Georgia minus 2. Weather not affecting this game or no?
I think the storm will be past because right now it shows like it's going up through Valdosta, Georgia, which is southern Georgia, then up to Atlanta. And today's only Thursday, so I'm guessing it'll be up by us maybe by Saturday.
And then also Saturday night, 7:30 on NBC. Indiana, or Illinois, undefeated as well, ranked. How about them fighting Illini? 4-0 up in Happy Valley, taking on the ninth-ranked Nittany Lions. Big spread here. 19.5.
Well, Bob, we did talk about, that in Bloomington for Saturday, it's 70% chance of rain. I'll give you, State College is 50% chance of rain on Saturday and 60% on Sunday. So that tells me it's probably going to be raining Saturday night there, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk fantasy football. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2. It's Total Request Thursday. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. We will spare him the White Sox misery, at least for this day. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what is happening?
come on, it's potentially a record-setting day. I mean, would you deny me the excitement of a long, arduous season and finally getting to the promised land? Come on now.
And then what even suckier is the fact that you're not even guaranteed the number one pick in the draft.
Well, no, they're not going to have that. And it's not going to matter anyway because they've got a organization that is an absolute disaster anyway. So,
well, other than that, have fun with the White Sox moving forward here, Mike Harmon. And if you let me know if you want another Orioles playoff hat because they're on sale now at Orioles.com.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this, baby. All right, fantasy football. We'll start with Trevor Lawrence in particular. Going into the year, how popular was he among fantasy football enthusiasts? And after his first 3 weeks, is this a guy that might be hitting free agency, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, he would have been a guy drafted as a, I don't know, mid number two with the hope that year two with another run with Peterson would be the thing that takes him over, right? And then unfortunately, hasn't worked. You've got a low completion percentage. That's the thing that's most damning when you get into where we're at in the annals of NFL history here, is if your completion percentage is that woeful, like, all these offenses are designed to get you to 63-64% just as a starting point in most cases. Not always, but in most. And it's just been so woefully pathetic. The spin move to nowhere certainly crushing and forever. This week, get a Houston defensive line that'll get after him. He's no better than a back end number two. And yeah, waiver wire is certainly in the offing here.
Now, outside of Trevor Lawrence, from a quarterback perspective, who have been some of the bigger disappointments and who have been some of the bigger surprises so far?
Well, I think if you go to straight surprises, perhaps is that it's come so easy, at least on the surface, for Jaden Daniels to this point. A lot on the legs, of course. But, you know, looking at what he's been able to do, you know, he's third in a lot of scoring. It's him, Lamar, and then Josh Allen as the leader. But Sam Darnold, certainly a nice surprise. Solid week one and then back-to-back weeks of at least 20 points. So that's been a nice little boom for folks. Geno Smith rates as a QB1. So you kind of scratch your head and say, well, good for him. Conversely, you know, talk to Houston, C.J. Stroud coming in as a mid-number two is a bit of a disappointment. People expecting fireworks from him. Remember, defenses get paid too, and you have a terrible offensive line, so that there's only so much you're going to be able to do to avoid that, right? Jared Goff right now is the number 22 quarterback in fantasy football. The expectations of that Detroit offense to be all-worldly certainly hasn't worked. Stafford losing his wide receivers. He's down at like number 25, 26 in a lot of the, if you go to standard scoring, and then Captain Kirk Cousins. I mean, everything was going to be great in Atlanta. It's not. He's barely cracking a QB2 status at this point.
Now, Mike, I would think the Charger-Kansas City game, you'd be want to laying off all the offensive players for the Chargers.
Yeah, well, just right now it's a mess, right? I mean, Justin Herbert's going to try to give it the old college.
No tackles.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a mess when you go through the injuries. Derwin James, you had the suspension upheld, so I guess defensively you get help there. Bosa's banged up. Like, so the potential is, I guess, there that since the defense will be bad, someone's got to score. You know, Dobbins is no better than a back end number two. Gus Edwards goes into the flex capabilities, and the wideouts to this point have been nothing to write home about. So, yeah, it's even with the 2-1 record, a bit of a hand-wringing situation there in Chargerville. I mean, Justin Herbert, a guy that we downgraded his fantasy expectations coming into the year, expecting Harbaughism to take over, but certainly couldn't have expected it to take the turn that it has.
Hey, Mike, I think the Sunday night game will be a high-scoring game. I would think there might be a lot of guys you want to play on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the schedule as it comes through, we've got a few fun ones where the point totals, and that's always our guide, you know, the help when we get into the tie-breaking scenarios, right? Which of these guys do I like more than the other? Well, what's the what do we got in terms of the point total? So, you know, we certainly do look to that to help us out as we go through. And obviously I'm filibustering because I'm trying to remember what the schedule is. You know, my brain don't work quite that well anymore, fellas. You know, I you have to have the grid in front of me, which I did not for this one. But what, Ravens, Buffalo, because I forget, you got the two Monday night games again. Yay. But the Bills, you know, what's fun to watch is they're spreading it out. But what that means is, for fantasy purposes, it's awful difficult to find a guy that you trust. Khalil Shakir, you know, will get his because we've seen the efficiency and we know the target count. But it's more than saying just, hey, take a flyer on Keon Coleman, right? One catch, mm-hmm. touchdown. And some of the other opportunists there. I mean, obviously, Allen and Cook are into your lineup, and we love what Dalton Kincaid has become. But from the wide receiver position, still a bit of anything goes. For Baltimore, you know, no sure thing. I mean, when the best thing you can say about a performance, and it's great for football purposes, but for fantasy, telling me how great Mark Andrews was with pancake blocks ain't doing me a damn thing.
Amen. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio.
Like you and I, like the three of us, will appreciate the hell out of it as we watch the game and what it means for sealing a play and helping seal a victory. But for fantasy purposes, I mean, Andrews and Likely are not given starters right now.
Andrews, 8 targets on the year, and you mentioned pancakes. I'm hungry as we're getting up to 2 o'clock here. Yeah. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. Daily Fantasy tonight. You called Alan Lazard last week for the Jets, and he scored. Cowboys, Giants, who are someone, or a couple players to keep an eye on tonight's game and give us some must starts, must sits for this weekend as well.
Well, we can go deep. We'll get Wandale Robinson in, find a little bit of security behind Neighbors. Neighbors is just an absolute beast right now. The target count that he's putting up, he's top 10. CeeDee Lamb coming in at number one. And then we look at, you know, for the Giants, if you really, you know, you're playing in a daily league and you want to take a flyer, I think Daniel Jones, I might just throw the buck on him because the valuation is going to be so low as to what it costs you. But for the weekend as a whole, Kyler Murray going up against Washington, things clicking. He and Marvin Harrison Jr. Watch that offense roll a little bit this week. The aforementioned Jaden Daniels on the other side of things, he's a top 5 play for fantasy purposes as we go. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, so the sit. Anthony Richardson, you guys can take the one or two big experimental plays. Mm-hmm. Everything else is it's a potential horror movie each time he drops back to pass. So I'm out on that. Geno Smith against Dallas, and obviously Goff on the other side of that. Two opportunities for big points to be had there. Quarterback position, I think that gets us where we need to be. Saquon, Breece Hall lead the parade at running back. Henry is a top 6 play for me. Buffalo with some issues in that linebacking core, so they've got to figure out he's going to be a handful to deal with. That's the one part of Buffalo right now. For all the good ink that they're getting, they're missing 3 top players defensively. Eventually that comes home to roost, and maybe it does this week against Baltimore. David Montgomery, he got carried into the end zone last week. He goes down to an RB2 situation here against a good Seattle defense. I'm not starting either of the Pittsburgh running backs. I want no part of that right now. Both banged up in the run game, not clicking. We already talked about Dobbins being a back end 2 this week. And then Jerome Ford, he's averaging a nice run. Unfortunately, his quarterback can't play in Cleveland, which means, you know, a bad spot for him, even as you go through. Wide receiver CeeDee Lamb up the top, Rashee Rice against the Chargers. The share count is just absolutely absurd for him right now, so we love that. DK Metcalf back to that game against Detroit. Godwin against Philadelphia, he'll get his each and every week. Do what you can, take it away. Mike Evans, guess what? Godwin's healthy, and he'll make you pay. And how about the Red Rifle? Andy Dalton giving us such love last week. let's double down. It's a revenge game, you know. It's Carolina against Cincinnati. So let's get Deontay Johnson in. It's too bad that Adam Thielen won't be there for the party. And then a couple of quick tight end spots. Ferguson going up against the Giants tonight. He's healthy. Someone else besides CeeDee Lamb has to catch a pass, don't they? They can't run the ball, so might as well find some love there. And then Cole Kmet. Hey, they remember the guy can catch a pass. How about that? Shane Waldron sucks. But Cole Kmet got his target count up. And they don't have an offensive lineman. That's what I fear. Cole Kmet, we're going to have some days where it's going to be, hey, nice pancake block.
Stop with the pancakes. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. And I want your Flexes, the podcast. Mike, always appreciate the time. Enjoy tonight's game. Good luck to the White Sox, whatever the endeavors they're trying to get into this offseason. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, if they drag it out, they'll keep drawing 20,000 a game. It's good for the gate.
Yeah, is there yelling, sell the team, sell the team. Mike Harmon, later.
Bye, guys.
There's Mike Harmon, everybody. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Funhouse, Inside Access, BBT, all coming your way. We got a lot to get to, and we will. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people?
Well, I didn't forget what day of the week it is this time. And for Featured Artist Friday tomorrow,
yes,
it is going to be the Monkees. Joe and Woodbury brought it up on air, but I also had a few texters that co-signed it. I even had someone call Bruce in Bel Air, said, hey, we need to hear the Monkees. So the people have spoken.
All right, we'll take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. Be there by 2:30 because I got a reservation, I think. I don't know. Not good at lyrics.
So I'm going to ask an ignorant question here because I obviously wasn't in the Monkees era. Believe it or not, I know it's shocking for people. Were they not just like a Beatles ripoff?
They were a made-up TV band.
Right. Yeah. But Jimi with the Hendrick, look and everything.
Yeah, well, that was kind of, they were riding that Beatle train.
Mm-hmm.
And actually got to know the Beatles because, you know, they, Mike Nesmith, the guitar player, was kind of an accomplished musician. I mean, they learned to play their instrument. Peter Tork was a guitar player who tried out for the Byrds. I mean, he was at, or was, knew all the dudes from the, like, David Crosby and all those guys. So they weren't like a bunch of slappies, like, you know, lip syncing and all of that. But they didn't write their own songs until later. And then by then, the fad had kind of gone away a little bit.
That makes sense, then.
And, you know, yeah. Mike Nesmith's mother invented whiteout. So,
really?
Yeah. So he was a multimillionaire. There you go.
And shout out to her. I love whiteout.
Wore a funny hat. Do people still use it?
I've had to use more than I like in my life.
Oh, really? But is that like still a thing now?
Too many mistakes.
Like a pencil sharpener.
Stop writing in pen. That's the only thing I learned.
All right. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Inside Access next, but let's go to the funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
This texter says the Orioles may be better suited as a wild card team than a division winner if they do go on to win this weekend series as well. I would definitely want to see them back in action on Tuesday instead of waiting a full 5 days off.
Yeah, and if they're on a heater, which looks like they might be getting on, keep in mind they've only won two in a row. It's not like they're on a 10-game winning streak here, but it looks like they're trending in the right direction offensively, defensively, and maybe just getting right back on the horse would be the best thing for them. Now I just don't want the Yankees to celebrate while they're in town. Save it for Pittsburgh.
And you're not waiting on any injured players to come back, so you don't need to lay off for that.
Yeah, Grayson's done.
Speaking of Grayson, this texter says it's a real shame what happened to Grayson, but they did get more injured players back this week than I anticipated. They do have enough starters for the playoffs, in my opinion. Grayson, just be ready to roll by the start of spring.
Because now you're looking at big picture stuff, because Corbin Burns is going to be gone next year. And then you're still waiting for Wells and Bradish to come back, and there's no guarantees they'll be ready anytime soon in 2025. So Grayson Rodriguez is going to be huge for the Orioles next year, because it's going to be Eflin, it's going to be Grayson, it's going to be Trevor Rogers. And then what? Suarez? I would think Elias could be looking for pitching this offseason.
Howard in Baltimore says it's amazing how a team can go from looking like a pretender to a contender in just a few days and with a few returning players. The O's are looking the way they did the last time they played the Yankees. I'm hopeful once again with this lineup. And I hope that they do get a chance to encounter the Yankees again in the postseason.
If things go according to the playoff format, the way it's set now, the Orioles get by Kansas City, they would play the Yankees in the divisional round. Oh, yeah. And the pressure, all of it, would be on New York.
And we'll close with this here on the topic of referees. Mentioned the penalties on Kansas City earlier in the show. It's not the volume, but when they happen, Vinny, you said that. Vic in Bel Air says, I 100% agree with Vinny on the Kansas City penalties. There used to be a time when the refs didn't want to try to impact the outcome of a game. Take me back.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's in all sports right now. Everybody's bitching and complaining about referees, umpires, everything. But, yeah, with the it just seems kind of weird that all the big calls that changed the games are favor the Chiefs.
That Kansas, or the Atlanta one was,
yeah.
Then the pass interference on Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
screw the Chiefs. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back tomorrow. Featured artist Friday, it's the Monkees. Vinny's keys to victory against Buffalo. We'll have a stat breakdown for that one. Hopefully talking about the Orioles sweeping the Yankees, getting ready for Minnesota, and then Maryland's going to Indiana. We'll talk to Keith Cavanaugh about that, and maybe some exciting basketball recruiting news coming your way as well. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. Inside Access coming up next here on 105.7 The Fan. Last minute.